tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to another episode of Castle here on AfterBuzz TV. I am your host, Alexis Torres, and with me, Heather couldn't be here today, which I'm super, super sad, but she's not feeling well, so everybody should be tweeting her at Heather Joy Smith saying, you know, best wishes and things like that, but I listened, and look who I brought!
Hi, everyone! It's Tiana Hobson!
Yay! I'm so glad that she's here, because I thought I was going to have to do the show by myself.
So I would never let you do that, Alexis. Never.
Because she's awesome, guys. And you all know that. But I'm really glad that she's here. And this episode was actually, watching it together, we were just sitting there going, what?
I could not figure out what was going on with this episode. I was like, wait, we haven't met that many potential, like, murders. Who could it be? It was all over the place, but it was so great.
Like, yeah, I liked how they...
It's action-packed.
It was, because we were sitting there going, okay, Castle got knocked out because he's being Castle, and then just, okay, well, we'll get into it. But obviously, they open up the episode with Castle getting knocked out, as per usual. And I just feel like he's always sitting there running around in some kind of woods or something.
He is. He's always somewhere without anything to defend himself.
Like, he has no service.
Yeah, he had no service. He's not trained in combat fighting at all if he were to get into a physical altercation. He doesn't have a gun. He doesn't even have a knife. Who doesn't go around New York City with at least a switchblade?
Apparently, Richard Castle doesn't do that because he's Richard Castle, but I love him. But anyways, of course, we do the 12 hours earlier, find out that a old friend of his, Eva Whitfield, but I can't remember her actual last name. We found out that her and Castle are really, really good friends back in college days, I believe.
I think it was high school or
was
college.
Was it high school? Yeah, something
like
that.
Prep school or something.
Yeah, and she wanted to know if her husband, Cole, was cheating on her, which is pretty typical for most people who usually look for a PI. And I love how Castle was like, no, no, I don't do that kind of work. And she's like, please, please, please. And I was like, you're a PI. That's pretty much like all you do is look out for, you know, smut.
Yeah, especially like in that New York setting. I feel like at least on TV, they make New York seem like the place where if you're rich and live in New York, your husband's cheating on you.
Yeah, and this guy was the scum of the earth. We'll get into that a little bit more, but I mean, there was one point where we were just going, really? How many mistresses do you have? Like, I don't know. But anyway, Cole, of course, Castle follows up and starts to follow Cole around. They end up going to this restaurant. And is anybody else just extremely amazed of how, I mean, I think it was like a mini shotgun mic, but I loved how it just picked up from I don't know how many tables away.
Yeah, that was really good quality.
Audio too.
Yeah, audio.
Like there's no dishes or anything. It was completely quiet and you can only hear them. Yeah. Again, I'm being nitpicky because TV, but at the same time, I was just sitting there going, wow, this is a great mic. I kind of want one.
Yeah, if it could actually work that clear, because I mean, I know he struggled with it at first because it was all over the place. And then he just kind of pointed it directly at them and all of a sudden it was like crystal clear audio.
Yeah.
If that actually exists and it's like $5 at Target,
I'm
gonna
buy one. Yeah. I was like, there's no room tone, there's no background.
There's no buzz. There's no, it was just perfect.
Perfect. And I wanted it so bad. I was like, I want this. If anybody knows about this mic, if it's an actual thing, I want it. But anyway, we find out that Cole's associates wanted to sell the company. Of course he was like, no. You know, I've got it under control, which is good. And then, of course, they're asking him if he's going to come back to the office, and he's like, no, I've got a doctor's appointment. And I was like, okay, cool. I totally believe you. And then all of a sudden, he's like, oh, I got a pain. Should I go to the doctor? You know, I'm like, really? Oh, okay, mistress, got it.
Does that line actually work?
It worked for her.
That's what I wanted to know. If someone said that to me, I'd be like, boy, you better take your butt to the doctor then.
I know, I ain't helping you. Apparently it works.
Apparently it works on some people, but don't try that mess with me because I ain't having it.
I wrote in big words, I was like, okay, Cole selling the company? calls a doctor, not a doctor, cheating. That is exactly how it looks like in my notes. Of course, getting a little bit more sidetracked, we find out that Ryan and Espo, I love how they brought Lainey back. We talked about this, and a few of the commenters from last week were talking about, like, where is Lainey? Why haven't we seen her? And she's back, thank God. And of course, we find out finally that Esposito and Lainey, I mean, we already knew that they broke up, but since they've been so back and forth, we didn't know if maybe they were getting back together or anything like that.
I will say that I am still shipping them together, always and forever. Espelani.
I haven't heard that in a really long time, so that was kind of nice.
I don't care if they break out 50 million more times. They are perfect together. I don't care that they said, you know what, after we pretended to be married for her parents, like, I don't care that you guys realize you don't want to marry each other. You do. You just don't know it yet.
I just feel like they're not taking it as seriously as they should. Like, I feel like they're like, oh, yeah, we're not meant to be, but they have so much in common, and you can clearly tell that they love each other, but I love the antics.
Yeah, today. They both just still need some time to go off and, like, you know,
do their thing.
Soak their loins and do all that stuff, and then is that the saying?
Hashtag soak their loins.
Hashtag soak my loins. No, that's way too dirty.
Oh my God. Well, speaking of, well, I guess it wasn't really dirty, but apparently it was kind of a dirty thing that Ryan did. Obviously, he set up Esposito with a Match.com profile. And I'm sorry, I don't know about you guys. I thought Stacy, the girl that he was supposed to go see, she was extremely stunning, which Kate and Ryan both said. I thought she was gorgeous.
She was gorgeous, but I was not a fan of her because he should be with Lainey.
Well, yeah, I feel like any girl that he gets with or any guy that Lainey gets with is going to know.
Always has to live up to that. But she was a cute girl. I love how he found out that it was Match.com, how he almost arrested her.
Well, yeah, because he was like, I love you in those blue shorts that you were running in track. And he's like, what?
I was like, come on. I mean, you don't send a detective on a blind date with someone from... He's going to question things, and he's going to figure it out. He's a good detective.
I would love to see that scene of just like, oh yeah, I really liked you, really looked really sexy. And I love how he agreed. He was like, yeah, of course I look sexy in those shorts. But I love how he was just like, what? But I would have loved to see him like pin her down or something, like on the table of wherever they were eating at.
Like start handcuffing
her. Yeah, and she's like, what are you doing? And oh, I would have loved that, but we didn't have time.
We didn't have time for that. But I would have loved that too. And I also want to just say that if Espo actually wants to have a Match.com account, I might sign up for Match all of a sudden. Guys, my friends have been trying to get me to do it for years. I won't, but if he was on it...
Guys, you heard it first. I can't remember the actor's name right now, but get on it. Shoot. I'm just kidding. He's probably married. But anyway, of course, we get back to Castle. He drives. He takes the pictures because he obviously found out that Cole was cheating. And obviously... of course, I did think it was weird. I don't know if anybody else caught on to it, that the fact that she did want the pictures right away... Most people usually are just like, I need some time, you know, just take them in the morning or something like that. But
mail them.
Something.
I'll come pick them up from you since I hired you for a job. I'm going to come to your office to get what I wanted.
I don't know.
But it's like dry cleaning, you know?
It's like dry cleaning.
I came here for a service. I'm dropping it off for you and I'm coming back to pick it up in 24 hours.
I mean, you should just lay the laws for people who are trying to find their spouses cheating. But obviously he's, you know, because Castle's a great guy, he drove down to her house. And, of course, Castle being alone, every time when trouble hits, he sees Eva being dragged, or one, he heard her scream. Second, she was being dragged through the hallway, blood everywhere. And he didn't even, no calling the cops, just hop the fence and is just like... trying to find a way in.
What was his plan if the person had actually stopped? You just witnessed what you thought murder. What was your plan with no weapon or anything? I mean, I would have been on the... I mean,
did
I
did you see him running towards the car like, hey, 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 you! And I'm like, what are you gonna do?
You don't even have anything to throw at the person to get them to stop.
I would have been like taking off my shoes and be like, hey!
Something. I would have... been on the phone, like, calling my wife, who's New York's number one detective. Yeah. I'm like, I just witnessed this. I'm chasing them down right now.
You should come pick me up.
You should come. Call for backup.
Call Ryan and Espo. Meet me at this location.
Something.
Find me.
But that's my thing. He's a PI now, so No, he's not just a volunteer at the police station anymore. So I really think it's important for him to get training in some sort of combat skill. Like, I'm not advocating going out and getting guns or anything like that.
No, but I mean, a taser, pepper spray, something.
He's going to be in dangerous situations. He needs something.
Danger follows Castle wherever he goes. So it should have been a clear sign that he... I mean, again, this is just me being nitpicky, but I know that, you know, if I was in that situation, I would have called. But this is Castle. He's just going.
He's just going.
Yeah.
Also, I think if he had a taser, he'd find a way to tase himself.
I think it'd be really funny to
watch. And I think it'd be awesome to watch. So if that's not in a future episode, guys, writers, you guys need to put that in somewhere.
Get it in there. But of course, you know, he gets knocked out. He does call Kate, tells him what happened, and of course he's freaking out because this is not just a normal client. This is a friend of his, you know. But we find out who the name of Taylor's, not Taylor's, well, that's her name, Taylor, that's the mistress, Taylor McKinley, and woman has some major attitude problems. I'm sorry, I have to look at my notes because I wrote a lot. But she, like, Kate was just asking her regular questions, and she's just like, "Yep." And I was like, "Whoa, let's." Yeah, someone might be dead. Like, what is your damage?
Especially with someone who does yoga. She's a yoga instructor. She's very supposed to be a little like more mellowed out. You know, the attitude could just stay at home. I don't need that.
I just found it very. I mean, I just didn't understand why she needed to have an attitude. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I get it because we don't know what he's told her about his marriage and stuff. He could have been like, oh, my wife's a horrible person.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
And you know, all this stuff. So her thinking, you know, that she's not actually dead.
Yeah, like, oh, she just ran. And that's what she said when in the beginning. She's like, oh, no, she's alive. She just left him. And I was like, no, she's dead. She's dead. But speaking of that, apparently... Castle went back to go spy on Cole a bit more, and he was putting stuff in his... He was putting trash bags into his car, which, if that wasn't a red flag, I don't know what was. Because, I mean, he could have been packing her stuff. It could have been anything. But, of course, in my brain, I was like, he's hiding her body. Like,
he's chopped it up into a million pieces.
But, we find out that... because Castle apparently isn't smooth.
I mean, he was literally across the street, like, with binoculars. Like, he was in plain sight of Cole.
I just love it. He was, like, shoulders still popping out, like, oh.
Like, oh, let me lean over to the side now, because he's already seen me, but I'm going to hide now.
I thought that was great, but... he obviously the one thing that really stood out to both Tiana and I was when Cole was like, "You can't prove anything." I was like, "Whoa!" And I was writing it down, and you're like, "Did you hear? Did you see?" And I was like, "He killed her. Done. There's something else. I just don't know what it is." But we do find out that Whitfield has been married before. He had a wife in L.A. and she died from a hiking accident. So,
those hikes in LA, man, they're so dangerous. Like,
I know a lot of people who hike in LA, and everybody seems fine to me.
I mean, they're just, it's really dangerous out there, Alexis. Do not go hiking in LA.
That
ever.
Sucks because I wanted to try, and now I can't because apparently people are just falling off of cliffs and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, jeez, whoo, man. No one thought it was suspicious that he's the only witness.
Yeah, and that's what they brought up. And, but this is where I was kind of confused when Castle just flipped and was just like, she's alive. I was like, okay, Castle, now what are you talking about? And he thought that the murder was staged because Eva was trying to take him for everything that he owned and, you know, found that there is a mistress involved. And I understood the theory, but I felt like it was so far-fetched.
See, I didn't feel that way. I felt like the episode wanted us to think that way.
You think so?
Because it was the money disappeared. He claims that she called him, you know, we still weren't sure about it, but I just felt like a lot of the signs were pointing at, okay, it could have been staged. She went to him that day, immediately was murdered and all that stuff. I was like, it just seemed rushed in a way, but for me, I felt like they wanted us to think that she was alive and that Castle's, you know, crazy line of thought was actually...
I mean, especially when Cole brought up, which I'm sorry that I skipped over, was that Cole was like, no, she called me at like 9:35 in the morning. She took out $7.4 million out of my account, and it's in a Swiss bank account somewhere.
Yeah, once the money got involved, that's when I was like, okay, they're making it seem like...
I definitely thought that... Eva's a part of it. Yeah, I definitely thought that it was actually him doing that. Like, oh, I'm going to pretend to put this money somewhere and make it look like... But at the same time, I was thinking, okay, wait... Or that he made the call from mm-hmm. somewhere and said that it was her phone.
And I will say that they did a very good job with Cole because they made him so arrogant that he never showed any emotion about his wife possibly being dead or missing or even really leaving him. Because when we first see him, he's had a couple drinks and he's like, she left me. But it wasn't like a I'm heartbroken type of situation. So he was very hard to read throughout the episode, which made it even more difficult to believe that he wasn't somehow involved.
Which, to the actor that he played, we hated him for obvious reasons, and he played a really good one. Same thing with Taylor, or the lady who plays Taylor. Mm-hmm. Like, they were really on top of it, because even when we find out that the call was pinged from right next to Taylor's apartment, like, she turned. Also, how quick he was to send his lawyer down to,
that
to
the precinct. Suspicious.
That was crazy. And she was like, don't say anything. You know, typical, banter that you would use when you have somebody. But I love how she was just like, who are you? And what are you talking about?
But, okay, sorry. Yeah. Jumping ahead a little bit.
Yeah, go for it.
Since we know at the end of the episode that it's actually the lawyer who's involved in it,
Spoiler alert.
Do you think she inserted herself in this, to come down to the precinct? To kind of keep an eye on things to make sure that, you know, her name was still being, like...
I feel like that she probably told Cole, he probably called her and was just like, I don't know what to do, because these people just showed up at my house in the middle of the night looking for my wife, and she was like, don't worry, I got this, and then just kind of took over. I feel like he wasn't even part of, he only got part of it until they found out about Eva actually being dead, which, you know, we found out that there was hairs in her nails. Lainey found it, which I thought was crazy.
But it's so smart, because I have one of those nail situations now where I crack the side of it.
Yeah.
So every time I go over anything, it's getting snagged and I have hair and everything.
I mean...
So it's like something that like happens all the time, but it's something that if you're in a rush murdering someone...
You would never think
you're never going to think to...
But it was crazy because since we know who the killer is, again, spoiler alert, it was the lawyer... Who thinks to sit there and take three little hairs of something and then, like, slowly, you know, crack... I mean, she could have cracked it during the struggle, but, I mean, I guess it wasn't the lawyer, but I guess it was the wife who sat there and tried to stick the hair in her nails. I was like, that's a good idea. I would have never thought about that, so...
It's the little details that'll help you get away with the crime. Remember that, kid.
I know, right? Listen to Tiana, the expert on crime. But, no, I mean, I feel... I totally get it. Like, I thought that was, really clever, and I did want to know how she got involved, besides the fact that we find out that the other wife from LA was a good friend of hers from a sorority, which was crazy, but we're jumping way ahead.
Yeah.
So, of course. Sorry. Yeah. So, Castle obviously finds out that, that he's like, no, Eva's alive. She's just trying to make him suffer. She staged it. She's probably sitting somewhere, hiding it all out, or she already left the country or something like that. And then, of course, Kate gets a call that they found her body in the Hudson River. And, he's like, oh, no, it's going to be someone else's body. It's not going to look like her. She's going to look so disheveled and beaten up and, swollen and stuff. And then, of course, we walk in perfectly... It's her. And he's like, wow, she looks just like her. And Lainey's like, no, it's because that's her. It is her. And you could see the giant crack in the back of her head. And I was like, whoa. I mean, I didn't notice how she died when they were dragging her, because they were just dragging her. She could have been bleeding from anywhere because it was just blood on the walls. And I found it quite interesting because they didn't say how she died. They just said it was just blunt force trauma to the back of her head. And I was like, whoa. I'm like, that lawyer lady's, like, extremely tiny. So I'm like, what did she pick, like, a 2x4 and just, like, whacked her with it?
Yeah, because that's a very intimate crime.
Yeah, and it was a deep, deep cut on the back of her head. I mean, again, crime expert, you should tell me.
I'm just saying, like, that's a very, like, I don't know, you have to be so close to someone to do that and have so much force to kill them with a smack on the head that you have to be super angry at this woman. You have to have, like,
which she was serious... the victim anyway, so I thought that was kind of ridiculous. But like I said, we'll get into that. So of course they find Eva's body. We see Lainey for the first time in this episode, which was really nice to see.
Yay Lainey.
And then of course Kate brings Cole and the lawyer to the precinct, and of course he's like, no, Eva's alive, like, I don't understand why I'm here. And then just shows the picture, which in my opinion I thought he was just gonna react, and he didn't. He kind of just stared at it, and she was just like, let's go, and they got up and left. And of course Castle loses it a little bit and kind of grabs him, like, you killed her, and he just looks like he's just like not there. So I couldn't tell if that was grief or if that was just like, I don't care, just fine with my money. I mean, I couldn't really, it, like you said, it was yeah. really hard to tell what he was going through yeah. in that.
Especially in that moment, because even, I mean, that is the first time he's finding out that his wife is actually
dead. Yeah.
Dead. So you expect some sort of reaction. And I do remember he gave us just a hair of one in one of those quick cutaway shots to him. He had just the slightest sort of like, oh my God, it's real. But it was I so totally quick that like you would miss it.
Yeah.
And it went away so quick that I didn't know how to read that.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, so I was like, maybe that was an accident. Maybe he was just trying to turn it on for the cops or something. Yeah,
something like
that. I didn't even really read much into it because it was so fast.
Yeah, I didn't even pick up on that. So good on you. But we find out that, you know, since they found the hairs in her nail, they went back to Cole's place and we find him hanging off the balcony, which I was expecting but wasn't expecting. You know, when they showed up, I was like, I think you said, like, oh, he ran. And I was like, okay, that's probably it. Or he killed himself.
And boom. Or he's hanging from the chandelier is what you actually said.
Well, because you could see that weird, like, it wasn't held up by, like, normal, like, a chain. It was held, like, there was, like, some weird fabric. And I was like, oh, okay, so either he's hanging himself from the chandelier. Oh, nope, that's the balcony. Okay, yeah. That was strange. Yeah, don't ask me why I know that. But, you know, I actually did feel bad for him for a split second, you know. But then Castle obviously brought up the other idea of, like, hey, maybe he didn't kill himself. And I was like, okay, now we're getting too far. I'm like, what are you talking about? Which is where I was starting to get confused. I don't know how you felt about that.
When I saw that he had committed suicide, I had two thoughts. One was, this guy's actually so grief-stricken about finding out yeah. that his wife was murdered that he killed himself. Option two, which I was leaning more towards, was he actually had nothing to do with her murder, and he was, and this murder is fake.
Yeah.
Because one of the things I also realized was that there's still enough time for us to have another spin coming our way.
Yeah, which
they like to do.
They love to do that. And they're really good at that, which I love this show for. So I was sitting there going, okay, yeah, I kind of had the same thoughts where I was like, okay, either he really, really died or someone forced him or something to get him up on that balcony and throw him over. So, I mean, we were kind of right because yeah. they didn't really go into detail, but he was on so many sedatives that he couldn't have forced himself to do it, you know. So that was that. But of course we find out because of that Castle comes to this conclusion that he is innocent, we go to his two associates, which is Scott Calloway and Robert James. And this is where I was just like, this guy needs to just keep it in his pants. We find out that it has nothing to do with Scott Galloway. He was actually
he was the one in massive debt. And so yeah, it was like, so we thought
that
maybe.
Yeah, that for sure that he wanted the 7.4.
And he was the one who wanted them to take the deal because it was a big payout.
Yeah, and he wanted to sell his firm. That's where they were at. But we find out that he was either working late or something. He was busy. Then we find out that from Robert James that Cole's car was in his driveway when he wasn't at work because Cole was sleeping with Mrs. James.
Which explains so much to me because earlier that day, we see him take the call at lunch to go see
Taylor.
Right.
And
then I was like, does he really need to go see his mistress twice in one day? Because then
that's right.
Because then they were saying he was with her from 6 to 8. And I was like, but he just went after lunch. Why? Like, that's why I knew the alibi was fake.
Oh, my God. I never thought about that.
I was like, you don't go back to the same one twice in one day.
Guys, crime expert and cheating. She knows, like, if you are cheating ever on Tiana, if that ever happens, she will know like this.
I watch too much TV not to be on top of this, guys. So that's where my head was.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. I just was thinking,
that explains it.
I just thought maybe he was ready for round two. That's where I was at.
I mean, he was, but you don't go back to the same one.
But I didn't think that's another one.
That's just your side piece. Oh, you don't want her thinking that she's a main chick because if you hit her up twice in one day, she's going to start thinking she's special and might actually have a place in your heart.
I mean, I definitely thought he was going to leave his wife for Taylor, but I mean, it made sense.
Yeah.
Now, you know, the fact that he just literally couldn't keep it in his pants. Of course, Robert James, that made him more look like a suspect because he did stay at the office, but he left, I think, around like 6 or 7 mm-hmm. or something like that. And he did go to the house, and then we found out that it was staged in the beginning, where him and Eva made a deal that they would stage her death, and because they were both hurt in the process, he would get some of the money,
She'd leave the country.
She'd leave the country, and, you know, he goes to jail. She had second thoughts.
And he said that someone else was in on the plan, but he didn't know who.
Yeah, and he put her in a corporate apartment, and I didn't see that coming. I was like, okay, so that's where she was at. Now we can figure out how she died. Because I was sitting there going, okay, it couldn't have been him. Because he just seemed, even when they were interviewing him or interrogating him, I couldn't see him being like, oh, I want to kill her. Like, he doesn't have any.
Not a murderer.
No, at least not Eva. I can see him maybe going too far and maybe hurting him physically, but no, that doesn't give him any personal gain to murder her.
That was actually the hardest part of this case was, why did anyone want to hurt Eva?
Exactly.
And that's how they kind of tricked us. They cheated us because,
man,
we're missing a big chunk of information to try and solve the case, which, I mean, they were too.
Yeah.
But, you know, if we had known about the sorority sister and all that stuff, it would have connected. But in my mind, nothing was connecting because why would anyone want to hurt Eva?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
I understand hurting her husband. Even I tried to explain it like, well, remember he wanted to do the deal where he sold the firm. Maybe the person who wanted to buy it was mad, or I even threw out, I think I said it out loud or maybe just in my head, like maybe it was one of his like business partners or something. But it
you
just,
did you said that out loud. Yeah, I was listening,
but it just didn't make sense of how the wife actually ended up dead.
Yeah, because that was the main thing that we were trying to figure out. We're like, okay, either, I mean, I thought maybe it was going to go back to the husband and maybe he did find out that his partner was, you know, screwing him over and that he got mad. Things escalated and she died. So, and of course we wouldn't know until later on. But at the same time, yeah, it was just, there was something missing. Even though when they revealed it, which, like we said earlier, was the lawyer, that threw me completely, like a complete left field for me. Because I was like, okay, that doesn't make sense. Why would she want to kill the person that she was technically, what? I mean, at first I was like, oh, she's in love with Cole. Done.
But another affair is what I was thinking.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, oh, he's sleeping with her too. It makes sense.
So he just starts killing off, like, first his wife, and then I'm going to kill the other two mistresses. Yeah, because, I mean, it makes sense. Like, she was just angry that he was just sleeping with all these women. And he was just like, she's like, I want him for myself. I'm going to kill her first. And then defend the man. Oh, it was so ridiculous. But at the same time, I was like, okay, either she has feelings or something's going on, but I definitely wasn't expecting it to be a revenge.
No.
Which I feel like sucks because Eva really didn't have anything to do with it. So she got stuck because of the fact that her name is Mrs. Haskins, or Miss Haskins. She said that they made a deal. She was involved with the three of them, except that Mr. James didn't know about it. But she did whisper into Eva's ear that she should do it this way. And then when that detective and, of course, Castle and everybody being involved, she didn't feel that having a fake murder was going to work. So she killed her. And I was like, I feel like that was where you messed up.
Yeah.
You done messed up. That's when you were like, yeah, like, oh, yeah, I'm going to sit there and I'm going to actually kill her. Like, why?
You were trying to get revenge for your friend and
you end up killing two people.
Yeah, you end up causing more crimes now and ending someone's life who was so innocent in anything that your friend did. I am kind of sad that we didn't ever find evidence or anything to actually pinpoint Cole as her friend's actual murderer. Because that would have been a nice little, this sounds so more like horrible to say, but it would have made it worth it.
No, yeah, it makes
sense.
We
found out in like, here's the proof that he actually did kill the other
wife. Yeah, because it's still, the case was closed that, yeah, he had nothing to do with it. It was an accident, even though it was extremely shady, excuse me. And I felt that, you know, there was no justice, really, you know, because even though, yeah, she got to kill him, she should have, I feel like, again, not to be a complete jerk, you know, like, oh, you should have done that first. Like, killed Cole. Eva had nothing to do with it. You just couldn't follow up with your lie, so you end up making it real. And I feel like that's where it all went downhill, and that sucks.
Yeah, and I don't understand either how Cole didn't know her.
Yeah.
How he ended up hiring her. If they were that close in their sorority, I'm sure her name was mentioned, or they hung out, she was at the wedding, something. Even if he knew it was his wife's friend that he was hiring, or his ex-wife's, friend who he was hiring, then he would have heard that she was going around telling everyone that he got off easy. you hear when people are bad mouthing you in a circle of people.
Yeah.
So
especially in that
small
of a circle.
Did she change her name to get hired? Did she change her appearance? How did he not know that he was working with someone who believes him to be guilty of a crime?
I have no idea because they didn't go into detail about it. They kind of just went, she was a good friend of the first wife. They were in a sorority together. And it was creepy how he was, how she was like, yeah, we all felt bad about that. Like, she just went, like, completely cold. And I was like, okay, yeah, she's definitely the murderer. But, again, like how you said, it didn't make sense to me how she got hired, two, and the fact that, why was your first reaction to go, okay, yeah, okay, he did get away with murder, so I'm going to work with him for this long. I mean, I understood that she wanted to find something, but I feel like she waited too long.
Yeah.
He was already banging two other chicks, including his wife.
And also, there's other ways to screw people over that don't include faking his wife's death.
Or killing her eventually.
Yeah. I mean, one of them is just transfer the money for the wife and leave him. Leave him broke. You're in charge of all his legal stuff. You could screw him over royally in any situation because all of his trust is in you. You have all the balls are in your court. You didn't actually have to fake a death. You didn't have to do any of this stuff to screw him over.
Well, according to what Robert James, was it Robert? Yeah, Robert James said that he said that she called the next day after they staged the murder that she was having second thoughts, which obviously it makes sense because you're even though he was a complete tool, you also would hate to see someone go to jail for that long for a crime he didn't commit. Which again, people be cray. But I mean, I understand where she went back on her word, but I feel like it shouldn't have ended with her being dead in the end. Yeah. I feel like they could have done something else. Like, hey, he deserves it. Just take the money and go. I'll handle it. And then you could have killed him. Sure. Whatever.
Exactly. Kill him, not her.
Yeah. I feel like she was the only person, which makes sense why Castle went so crazy over this one. Because, I mean, she literally was the victim in every way possible. Even though I feel like she went a little over the top with the whole staging the murder and,
Yeah. Whenever you have to stage something like that, that's just...
You've gone too far.
Yeah.
So, but obviously everything worked out, obviously not for Eva, but I mean that everything worked out. She went to jail, even though it looked like she might be coming back. Did anyone else get that vibe?
Yeah.
I don't know. You guys tell me in the comments down below. Also, while you guys are down there or looking at us, go ahead and check up on iTunes. Rate us 5 stars. And obviously comment, thumbs up, like, all of that good stuff, because we are doing over 100 shows a week now. So you can find any show that you're doing, and trust me, you will find it. And people are awesome around here. So especially Tiana. I know, Tiana, you do Vampire Diaries.
Vampire Diaries, the originals, Once Upon a Time, when it comes back in March.
Oh, that's right. It is coming back in March. I forgot about
starting that. Starting this week. Well, starting next week for me, mm-hmm. being Mary Jane. Back.
Yes, that is also a very good show. I love that show. I'm also on a few panels. I do The 100, which is a CW show, which is really, really good. Face Off, which is fantastic. If you guys have never seen it, it's a special effects makeup show. Castle, of course, with Heather when she comes back. And hopefully I will be on Black Sails, which just started a new season, which is obviously from the title, it's a pirate show.
That's a pirate show, then sexy pirates.
It is. It's just, if you take Game of Thrones and then just throw a bunch of pirates in it, that's literally what it is. I was rewatching the first season and it was just naked ladies everywhere. And I was like, all right, cool. but anyway, we're going to get into a little bit of news and gossip. So the one thing that Heather and I actually found, even though she's not here, she's still working because I love her, Nathan Fillion's actually going to be guest starring on The Big Bang Theory. And guess what? He is guest starring as himself. Right?
Of course. That's perfect.
So the story is, I don't know when this is airing. Oh, it's, February 19th. He's going to be at either the Cheesecake Factory or one other of the restaurants, and... Raj and I can't remember the other guy's name at the top of my head right now. They're going to see him having lunch or eating, and the whole point is that they're going to try to figure out how to get a picture, an autograph, or talk to him. That's pretty much what's going to end up happening. And it's a big deal because, if you guys remember, I don't know if you guys are fans, that in the beginning, either in season one or season two, they did bring up a Firefly reference of like, oh, that show's going to go on forever. And it didn't. So.
Wah, wah, wah.
Exactly. So Sheldon, his character, is a super huge fan of Firefly. So they're trying to bring up the fact that if Sheldon will be able to handle the fact that he didn't know or he wasn't there when Nathan Fillion was eating.
Oh.
So tune in on February 19th, Big Bang Theory, to see Nathan Fillion playing well. Himself. Yeah. So
and I'm sure he's going to play himself very well.
Because he's really good at that. So congratulations, Nathan Fillion and Big Bang Theory, for having that. Because I'm going to watch that. Because I'm also a huge Firefly fan. So it's going to be really cool to see a bunch of guys fangirling. Yeah. It's going to be great.
It's going to be awesome.
But let's get into those predictions now. Because I want to talk about this.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So Castle and Kate are, you know, back, and I'm probably gonna need your help, guys, because I recognize this man's face, but I don't remember the case at all. I know that he was a serial killer, I think either in, like, season 4 or season 5. I'm sorry if I'm messing this up. It was a long time. I feel like it was a long time ago.
Yeah, it does feel that way.
But, I've definitely seen this man's face before. I kinda remember his crime, but I know that, the serial killer duo comes back. And, you know, and we might actually have Kate missing for a majority of the episode or the last half or something like that. So
I kind
of
hope that it's not just a one-parter. It doesn't have to be a to-be-continued or anything, but I love it when they bring this kind of character back because it's so exciting to see everything that's going to be happening. And I don't feel like an hour is enough time for us to get everything we need because I also still need their personal stuff. You know, I need to see the Lainey Espo moments.
Yeah, and you think they need a nap?
Yeah, I need some more naps from Catskid over there. I need that stuff, but then I also need, like, the thrill of what's happening. So I need these villains to not just be, like, a one-week arc. I need it to come back for, like, a second week.
Yeah, so I'm kind of confused because I probably need to go back and find the episode of when they were on because it's killing me. I know what the case was, but it's like it's in the back of my brain. But it looks like it's going to be kind of crazy. And I hope that I agree. I hope it's a two-parter. I think that the precinct is going to hire Castle back for this one because Kate's going to go missing. And even if they're like, no, Castle, stay out of it. We all know he's not going to do that. So I'm really excited. I want to know what you guys think because one, I'm kind of irritated that we're still prolonging the Castle fiasco here because, I mean, Heather and I have talked about this, how I feel like they've been kind of stretching it too long, but at the same time, it feels like it's going to be more satisfying when it comes up, but I don't think they're going to bring it up in this episode. I think they're going to do what you said, where it's going to be a two-parter.
There's way too much going on for that stuff.
Yeah, but I feel like it needs to be done because I feel like we haven't talked about it, and we had that long break, too. So, and we didn't have a show last week. So I feel like they're just sitting there just like, you know what it reminds me of is that State Farm commercial with that old man with the shirt on. It was like, oh, you almost got it. you gotta do better than that next time. And I'm just like, stop it. I just want my Castle. Oh, tell me what happened. I don't know. That was the first thing I thought of. I was like, oh, I found you a dollar. Like, I hate that. But anyway, thanks guys again for joining us. Tiana, thank you so much for not letting me do this by myself.
Thank you for having me, Alexis.
You know you can always come back.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, where can the people find you?
You can find me on Twitter and on Instagram at @TianaHobson, and I will also be back on this panel next week with you, Alexis.
You are?
Yes,
I am. Okay, I think Heather was trying to make that as a surprise.
Oh,
so
oops.
You just ruined it.
Cat's out the bag.
You sack. I'm just kidding. You can find me on Instagram, at Twitter, and at @ATORRES890. That's @ATORRES890. Thanks again, guys, and I'll see you guys next week. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.